Sour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
As long as they kill us and go to Wendy's and have a burger and go to sleep, they're going to keep killing us. But when we die and they die, we'll tear this goddamn country up.
Fighting for Idaho.
The lessons are really basic. Don't rob a convenience store. Don't fight a policeman when he stops you and try to take his gun. And when he yells at you to stop with his gun drawn, just stop.
Fighting for you.
Don't close your eyes. Focus, focus, focus.
Boise's Mr. Right.
You're the best, man.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, thank you for joining us here at 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Remember, you can reach us anytime at 580 KIDO on Twitter. Of course, Facebook, all those great things. Coming up, your chance to win tickets to the Sound of Music. We're joined by Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasseh with the very latest on the Ferguson fallout, the Ferguson Commission. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you, man? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
You know, you ruined my weekend with your Packers beating my Patriots.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about that, but if that's a precursor to what the Super Bowl is going to look like, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Well, it's good these days to feel good about something, because this news out of Ferguson, boy, it's not very good.
You know, well, it's been a rough week and a half there in Ferguson for members of the community, for people who really wanted to peacefully protest, who really wanted to have their voices heard, and it was really just drowned out by so many hateful people who many of them who came in from outside, many of them who live in the community, who saw an opportunity and exploited it. And you know, once we go away, Kevin, the cameras go away, the microphones go away, they're waking up, and what's left. And you look down West Florissant Avenue and you just see a stretch, a mile and a half stretch of buildings that are in ruin and destroyed and that need to be rebuilt, and so many lives and jobs that are gone. It's really tragic.
It is indeed. Of course, the president having his Ferguson Commission. You have other folks there. Darren Wilson now has resigned from the force. Is that going to help the situation out? You were there, Jeff. Your thoughts and your experience there.
Well, I don't know if Darren Wilson resigning from the force is going to help or hurt, or I don't really have an opinion on that. I think that he had no choice. Just as a person, as a man who values his own safety, I wouldn't be surprised if he moved away at this point. I know that, you know, there are many members of the community that think that that's probably a good idea, that he stepped down. There are others who wanted him arrested, and that's not going to happen. But it was, you know, it's been an emotionally draining week. Even as a reporter, our entire team, who I think is the best in the business doing what we do and telling that story, just seeing just that raw emotion that spilled over onto the streets. And that just kept coming and coming. It was a lot, and it's a lot to handle. But you know, at the end of the day, we get to go home, and we try to do these stories justice by telling them and the way that we see them. And you can only hope that something is done, that something is made of this, that some good comes out of this. And, you know, I know the governor has created some sort of panel, some sort of commission. I'm not sure how effective that's going to be, but it's members of the community, it's clergy, and it's law enforcement officials and others who've come together to create this panel to discuss where you go from here. It's going to be a long journey. And, you know, you've got, others pushing for a law that would make it mandatory for every single officer on the street around this country to have body cameras. And I think that that's a good idea. I know that some civil rights activists have pushed that to the president in a meeting yesterday. They discussed that. It's going to be expensive, but I think that, had Darren Wilson been wearing a body camera, we wouldn't be talking about this today.
Well, what scares me, though, and you brought this up, is the outside folks that come in that use what happened in Ferguson for their own political purposes to incite folks, and then they leave, and the people there, as you've covered, have been left with the aftermath.
And then they leave, and a day later they're seen in Manhattan sipping martinis. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to change. I don't know if people will stand up and say, look, Al Sharpton, nobody takes
Jeff Manasseh with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, Fox News Radio. I guess we'll just have to see how this plays out as this drama continues to unfold. And, you know, it's not, just not at Ferguson, as we've talked about before, Jeff. You've had, what was it, over 30 cities where you've had similar protests.
Well, I can just tell you that things are quiet in Ferguson. They've been quiet the last couple of days. Last night, very few people showed up. The National Guard is still in place if they need to be. But police are going back to their normal schedules. They were on a 12-hour shift schedules starting last Sunday, and so now they're resuming some sort of normalcy. We'll see if things die down a little bit. But it's, you know, there's a lot of raw emotion that we're seeing, and not just Ferguson, but around the country. And there's some things that need to be dealt with in terms of, you know, issues that people have with the police, in terms of you know, taking your own responsibility on your life and bettering your life and stop blaming others. We saw a lot of blaming going around throughout Ferguson, and it was used as a catalyst by some of these agitators who took this narrative and ran with it and used it for their own agenda. We need to be honest about what's happening.
Jeff Manasseh, we appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, Jeff Manasseh with us, Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning. We are covering the Ferguson situation. Remember, we had Eric Holder saying that he's going to continue in his investigation, that he doesn't have a bias, really. And by the way, going back to our statistics, because everybody is talking about no justice, no peace, there's a war on black Americans, African-American Americans. In 2013, blacks committed 5,375 murders. In 2013, whites committed 4,396 murders. Whites are 63% of the population. Blacks are 13%. Police killing of blacks down 70% in the last 50 years. In 2012, 123 blacks were killed by police with a gun. In 2012, 326 whites were killed by police with a gun. From the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice. Now, that is also from the O'Reilly Factor. And even talking about this is divisive. Look, I want everybody to get along, but there are some people, and I've seen this and you've experienced this, regardless of your skin color, that will not like you, that will continue to push bigotry and hate. And that's what we should be speaking out about. Not that you won round one, right? Exactly, Reverend Sharpton. We'll get back to him in a minute. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I mean, we have the media that has their own purpose. This from a panelist on MSNBC who said, really, the core issue is not Michael Brown or Trayvon Martin. It's that America is a racist nation. That's right. If America is so bad as these perpetrators would like to talk about, then why are people on television talking about how bad America is? Why do we have a black president? Let's take a listen.
To the a death of a Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown or Renisha McBride or Rekia Boyd, on and on and on and on. What we haven't dealt, what we refuse to deal with is the idea, the fact that the foundation of this country is racism and white.
The foundation of this country is racism and white supremacy.
And white supremacy, and we are, all of our institutions uphold that.
Depressing, and yet it's really actually a hopeful sign that the two of you are out there among so many other people trying to keep this going and keep people's spirits going in this situation.
Boy, what a Debbie Downer here, that the entire country was founded on racism and white supremacy. And again,
we haven't dealt.
We in Idaho are very blessed to live in the best place in America where chances are racism doesn't happen. Yet here you have this guy not being challenged. Okay, if a racism so bad, he's an African American. He should he be allowed to express himself? What? Because America is, even if you disagree with America, even if you rip America, as this gentleman is, he's entitled to his opinion. I disagree with it. That America was founded on white supremacy and all this. It's tearing us apart. And the media is rejoicing in it.
What we refuse to deal with is the idea, the fact that the foundation of this country is racism and white supremacy, and all of our institutions uphold that.
Depressing.
Right, our institutions, not whatever he said. Remember, back to the statement, courtesy of the FBI in 2013, blacks committed 5,375 murders in 2013, whites committed 4,396 murders. Whites are 63% of the population. Blacks are 13. Police killings of blacks down 70% in the last 50 years. In 2012, 123 blacks were killed by police with a gun. In 2012, 326 whites were killed by police with a gun. We go to Ron Paul Jim with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, it looks to me like what this issue is trying to do, what they're trying to do with it, is to create a country that is divided between race, between religion, between sex, between all these different, you know, categories of which they can pit one group against another when all of us should be united against the government. And the police are a branch of the government. The federal government claims they're going to scrutinize the police, but in fact they're militarizing the police at the federal level.
And you notice the president, Ron Paul Jim, did not do away with the militarization of the cops.
That's what I was saying. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, and what it looks like they'll do is they'll try and federalize the police force in having some sort of oversight at the federal level, which then holds, you know, no one at the local level accountable. And they'll start taking orders from the federal government. What perfect case in point is that the cops are constantly pitted against the public as if we are the adversaries. There was a shooting where a officer was going to present a warrant for someone with a probation violation, and went to the person's house. The son answered the door, and the lady cop, when the son unlocked the door, thought it was a sound of a gun loading, and shot the kid in the chest, killed him instantly, shot him right in the chest because she claimed that he had a gun when he had an Xbox controller in his hand. And there was another shooting where an aunt was sitting on a couch with her 5-year-old granddaughter asleep on her lap, and they had news cameras and everything in tow with this no-knock drug raid where they busted down the door and the cop shot the 5-year-old and killed her. None of these things, these are kinds of things that you would think everyone could rally behind and protest against. But instead, they're trying to turn it into a black versus white.
Right, and that's what we're seeing. Ron Paul Jim, thank you for the call. More of your phone calls next, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Look, folks, this is what we're up against. Each and every day, you have people deciding to tear down America. And one day, we'll get the Sharpton clip. All right. Let's get you to traffic. A little wet.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Some of the that's like them jackasses in, who are looting. Those aren't real black people. Those are scumbags. No, real black people, they're not out there looting. I just watched a great story on CNN where a bunch of folks, really amazing folks, wouldn't let them burn down an establishment.
Yeah.
It was a great story. You know, I was in Philly this summer. when I saw...
There you have it, Charles Barkley talking about the folks in Ferguson. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to Aaron in Nampa with Kevin Miller. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, hello, morning. Yeah, I do kind of agree with Ron Paul Jim. I think this isn't a black-white issue. This is a natural rights issue. I mean, I don't think that people should be looting stores and carrying on in that manner. But I also think the police need to respect people as well. I read an article last week in the Wall Street Journal that, and Bowling Green did a study, and over a seven-year period, there were over 40 instances of police being killed in the line of duty, and then over 2,700 cases of them using lethal force against somebody. And, you know, with the police getting mine vehicles, grenade launchers, and bayonets, it is cause for concern. Maybe a middle ground is just to spell out when lethal force should be used.
Do you believe that lethal force was necessary in this case?
I don't know. I don't know all the facts. There's so many conflicting stories. Whatever happened to the warning shot?
I think it's tough when the guy's beating the heck out of you. I think he was shot a couple times in the arms and legs and kept coming.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I'm not privy to the evidence, and I think that's a legitimate case. But, I mean, that there has to be a balance between protecting the people and shooting an unarmed person.
Aaron, good call. Thank you. We go to Jim and Star with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Yeah, Kevin, what about the warning shot? Is that guy serious? I mean, when did we start giving warning shots?
I kind of liked it when the Lone Ranger would shoot the gun out of somebody's hand.
Yeah, those were the days when they just had a fixed iron sights and great aim. Kevin, look, it's a cultural thing we're dealing with, and before anybody calls another white person a racist, remember the Civil War, okay? Remember that. Remember why it was fought. Remember what we did. And you know what? It's totally a cultural thing, and you have to look at why it's done that way. Half of it's the culture. Half of it is the government's involvement and everything they've done to screw it up. And let me make a point. Look at what we've done with the American Native Indian. What did we do? Instead of saying, hey, you know what? We fought like savages with one another for years, and here's where we've ended up. We feel terrible for you, and we're going to actually send you money. We're going to house you. We're going to let you open casinos and not pay tax on any of the dollars you make. And look at their culture, Kevin. A bunch of big drunks, addicts.
Well, you go back to it, but it's not the culture. Look at what Charles Barkley said. He goes, those aren't real black people, and I agree with Charles Barkley.
I do, too. And you know what? I won't even go there with the cliche. I have black friends. You know, the blacks I know in my life, they're disgusted by this stuff. They're sickened by it. I remember years ago working at a radio station in L.A., and the program director there was a black man. And you know what? He was sickened by what happened during the riots in 92, and he said, I can't believe the thinking that goes into these people's minds. And it really is. If you think about it from a psychology perspective, whenever you're the most frustrated, when you're the most down, whenever you feel like nothing's going to go your way, that's when you're probably the most volatile. Case in point, you've got a bunch of young men and women, that, especially the men, that aren't out doing anything productive. They're not making anything happen. They're not contributing to society. They don't know who their dads are, and they're frustrated. And instead of trying to make their lives better, they take that frustration and do things that are just obviously, things we can't even relate to. And it really needs to be where guys like Barkley stand up and take control and say, hey, look, follow this lead. Stop following the Sharptons and the Jacksons of the world. It's not a racist thing.
I agree with you, but when you have people saying that America was founded on white supremacy and all this, it's horrible. Jim, I got to run, but thank you.
Hey, great show, man. See ya.
All right, let's go to Garrett in San Hollow with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Garrett.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I want to go back to what Ron Paul Jen said, and I want to disagree. I think that with the premise of his entire call was that we need to oppose the federal government, and so along with that, what we need to do is oppose the police. And so these statistics are being thrown. I've got to remember that we want to be a nation of laws, and we want men to enforce those laws. And these men that we have to enforce these laws are going to deal primarily with people who break them. And so all these statistics that are thrown around, and nobody's defending those stories that he was saying of people being shot on accident or mistakenly. So nobody's defending that. And you bring the, he brought those points up to say that, and I'm sure this is not what he said, but the point that was coming across is that the police are bad. I mean, that's the point that I got from that call, is that he opposes the police because he opposes the government, and they go hand in hand. When that's not the case, especially not here in Idaho, I think that we fall into that trap of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and we're not defending the actions of these police in large cities as well. But when we talk like this, he was sitting there saying that, you know, the police are always pitted against the citizens. Well, he's drawn the line in the same place as anybody else has drawn the line. That's versus them. And I think that we as private citizens need to be very careful about that, that we do need to oppose things if we think that they are morally wrong. But we also have to remember that we want to be a nation of laws, and we want men to go enforce those laws who will do things that we may not be willing to do ourselves.
And that's the one thing that we seem to forget with our criticism of the police. Garrett, thank you for the call.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
You won the first round, Mr. Prosecutor, but don't cut your gloves off.
Ebony and ivory.
The black men can just get shot down like dogs.
You may not want to fight, but you better get ready. Teach your baby how to throw the bottle if they can't bite.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
7:39, Kevin Miller in the morning, taking your phone calls on the issues that matter to you. Most notably, the Ferguson fallout. Coming up next, the Ray Rice, Jhené Rice. Is it really good for our country to be promoting this man as a victim? To Liberal Steve at 580KIDO.
You want to solve this problem? Do you really want to solve this problem that's going on in Ferguson and all across the nation? Do you want to solve it? You got the mafia, the sharp dude that's mafia. You got the Irish mafia. You got the Italian mafia. You got the Black Panthers. You got the black mobs.
Well, you got the Department of Justice not prosecuting the Black Panthers.
The Department of Justice. You want to solve this? Take every policeman off the streets and fire them. Every single one. Put Wyatt Earp and four deputies. Quit answering 911 calls. Quit showing up at car accidents and wasting taxpayer money at $35-$50 an hour to stand there on a fender bender. You want to solve it? Take the police off the street. Every American arm themselves. The gangs in L.A., every American in L.A. arms themselves and quit dialing the police when a youth shoots another youth. You know, stop. Get the police off the streets. Let the citizens take care of it. And you clean up America. 90%, 99 maybe percent of the black people in Missouri that I know, personally know, are good citizens. You got all this hype and all this media buildup, and you want to do America a favor? Get rid of cable TV. Get rid of it. The kids sit around and watch these bang bang shoot 'em up. They play these games with their thumbs. You want to get America rough tough. You make sure that 50% of their day is spent in exercising, good food. You know, China and Russia are going to come in here in droves over the sky and parachute down during the night. And yeah, we'll be
okay. You were good. You were good until then.
No, well, what I'm saying is there's a war coming, and we're sound asleep over this crap. Over this one shooting, how many young men, women, how many women are being beaten by their husbands right now? You know, it makes me sick. We don't need the police, Kevin. We don't. Why do I need two people to come to my door or two squad cars to pull up on a speed
stop? Not everybody is a tough guy like you.
Send them back the checks that we're wasting on police. But I'm saying the sheriff in one town with four deputies worked. It cleaned
well,
up
it's
the town.
It's not going to work in Ferguson. You're going to need more folks. Steve, thank you for the call. Speaking of the police.
This gesture has come to represent this narrative that Darren Wilson murdered Michael Brown in cold blood as he was attempting to peacefully surrender. We know now, after the grand jury testimony and the evidence, that that's just not the case.
You know, this is the St. Louis police in response to the idiots. What was it, the four or five Los Angeles or St. Louis Rams who decided to show unity by coming out and putting up their hands? And then these jerks said, well, we're not ripping the police. We're not making fun of the police. And just like this gentleman said, the false narrative that continues to be perpetrated by Eric Holder, by Al Sharpton, by others, is ripping at the very fabric of this country.
And you don't judge the fight on one round. Even if we get knocked down, we get up and go to the corner and come out fighting the next round.
Right. So what good is coming from this? Shannon Bream in for Megyn Kelly last night on the Fox News Channel asked that very question.
What do you make of how Eric Holder is handling this situation?
He's handling it miserably, Shannon, from the very beginning. He went to Ferguson. He took sides. He injected race into this. He got everybody in Ferguson thinking that an injustice actually occurred. He misbehaved as the attorney general. And then he has the audacity to not condemn in the strongest terms this militant, radical, wicked anarchy that we're all seeing on our TV sets. Don't forget, Shannon, the police in this country are what separates us from this mob. And for Holder and his Department of Justice, where I used to work, to take the anti-police attitude that they have is astonishing. And I can assure you, the lawyers who work there have an anti-police attitude. Holder is only representing the people who work for him.
Holder, Obama, anti-police attitude. And here's the thing that gets me, and this was brought up by Bob. And I've said this many times. If there is a such thing, well, in the Department of Justice under Eric Holder, there's no such thing as black-on-white crime. You take a look at the Black Panthers, who intimidated people at voting booths. They weren't prosecuted. But Holder went down to Ferguson and stirred it up. To Fly Bry with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, I'm in a rock and a hard place scenario. I got a brother who became a Leo a couple of years ago in the Colorado area. So I definitely pray daily for his safety and also certainly for the safety of those who do commit their professions, their lives in the service of even in our own communities here in Meridian. What I'm exceedingly of dismaying is that three felonies have been committed against my person and or my daughter, and the police of Meridian have yet to do anything about those felonies, including threatening to arrest me when I initiated a public citizen's arrest, wherein they were supposed to then take into custody when I delivered to them the person having committed that felony. Now, one of the felonies was a computer crime felony. The other two were actually child and person endangerment crimes, which we see all the time. That type of crime is a near assault on a person's safety and their life. And so that's a challenge that I'm currently faced with our local police to see about them resolving. And whenever they become involved, right, I meet up with them. They're like, oh, yeah, you're Mr. Carter. You're the one that went around and had us remove the no firearms barns at parks, and the mayor talks about you with ACHD candidates and mentions your name as the constitutional guy. Well, that's a good thing to have in our city halls. They should know that. But to turn around and be treated by their executive team like that, where I'm some sort of suspect of some kind, when I'm the one that's not committing the crime, but the crime's been committed against, that's where I have a problem that I'd like to see changed in our community.
To Fly Bry, thank you for the call.
Yep.
All right, we go to Doug in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Good morning, sir. Hey, this whole thing, the racial divide or whatever you want to call it, it started with President Obama standing up and saying that the police acted stupidly when that professor was, I don't know if he was arrested or detained or whatever.
That's right, the beer summit.
Yeah, and then it's just continually gotten worse. And Eric Holder and Obama, you know, they stuck their noses into the Trayvon Martin thing. And now they've stuck their noses into Ferguson. And it just continually gets worse. And that's all they're trying to do. You know, they want to stir the pot. And by gosh, if they need to throw a little bit of gas on the fire, they're more than happy to. And, you know, that's not what the president and the Justice Department of Justice and the Attorney General are supposed to do. And, you know, I have to give props to Charles Barkley. He's actually shown that he has more, more guts, I guess, than Obama, Eric Holder, and all the rest of them. You know, he stands up and says, you know, those are scumbags. And if white people were doing it and rioting in the streets, I'd be standing up saying, yeah, those are scumbags too. It shouldn't be a race thing.
No.
All it is people wanting something for nothing. You know, they feel like they were wronged in the past.
Well, they were told they were wrong, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, they think that they deserve something, and that's not what America was founded on.
Well, you know, no, according to this guy, let's find out here at 580 KIDO what America was founded on. This is on MSNBC. Surprise, surprise.
And on what we haven't dealt, what we refuse to deal with is the idea, the fact that the foundation of this country is racism and white supremacy, and we are all of our institutions uphold that.
Well, that's a nice message.
Yeah, all that's doing is creating that divide, you know. And I'm sorry, the African Americans, they are going to believe another African American over a white person, period. And all that does is keep creating that divide and making the rift wider.
Doug, thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the fight, Kevin.
I appreciate it, brother. We go to Craig in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
One thing I haven't been hearing about, everybody's talking about how the Attorney General and Obama and all those, they're trying to stir up trouble. And if you go back to the Saul Alinsky book, Rules for Radicals, basically what you want to do is you want to take something, you want to, for the lack of a better term, dismantle it, either dismantle the way the system is and then put it back together with different rules. So anybody who's actually can read out there needs to read Rules for Radicals, because this is what these guys, this is what their legacy's off of. Hillary Clinton is an Alinskyite. Obama's an Alinskyite. They need to look at that. Also, one more point. If you look at the signs that people are holding up in Ferguson, it says ANSWER, and I don't remember the exact URL. ANSWER is a communist organization. It doesn't have anything to do with Justice and Michael Brown. These people are imports, for the most part. And people need to understand what this ANSWER group is. They're basically, you know, they're almost Stalinist, like in North Korea. So really, I mean, there's an underlying thing that's not being discussed here. Everybody's talking about black and white, black and white, black and white, hate the police. Yeah, that's only part of it, but really their underlying motivation is to destroy the country of the United States. And some people would think that's, you know, a little extreme, but if you start looking into these people, that's really their goals.
It is. Craig, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Take care.
You too. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
And Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, because we appreciate you joining us, and whenever we do have the resources, we'd like to give you something for listening. Caller 10 right now at 580-5436. 580-5436. You're going to win tickets to The Sound of Music. And because great tickets are still available from us all this week. We're going to give away another pair coming up next hour. But if you want to go see the Sound of Music, courtesy of our friends at the Music Theater of Idaho with at the Nampa Civic Center, why not enjoy a marvelous holiday classic on us? Looking forward to checking out the Sound of Music. Caller 10 right now at 580-5436. Here's something else that's going on. How would you like to live off the grid? Should we all move to Montana or Wyoming? Or is it possible here in the Gem State to live off the grid? We're going to talk to one expert who we've talked to in the past. He'll share his insights and, according to him, how his life is a lot simpler without all these electronic devices. 33 in Star, Idaho, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely. And coming up next, how to live off the grid. Boy, with all the news, that wouldn't be a bad thing. Don't get any ideas. Join us. Serving Emmett.